Dealing with the past can be crucial to moving forward. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Carrie Wiggum, assistant professor of genocide and mass atrocity at Binghamton University, has one example.
In the United States, reparations initiatives relating to the country's history of slavery and its enduring impacts are gaining traction. In April 2021, the U.S. House of Representatives voted to advance House Resolution 40, a bill to establish a commission to explore reparations for Black Americans. In July 2020, the City Council of Asheville, North Carolina, voted in favor of providing reparations funding to its Black residents. Reparations in response to past atrocities are not a new idea. For years, they've been used as a tool for dealing with past human rights abuses all over the world, from Cambodia to Chile, Argentina to South Africa. With a few exceptions, most of these cases have occurred in the so-called Global South. Recently, however, countries in the Global North have begun to use these tools to an increasing degree. But in many cases, these initiatives are ignoring the lessons learned and failing to apply many of the best practices from past initiatives, to damaging effect. The most important thing to remember about reparations is that they are always about more than the money. Reparations serve an economic, political, and social function. And if those crafting a reparative strategy do not attend to all of these components, their policy is unlikely to achieve what it intends. Furthermore, an international consensus has developed that reparations should only be one pillar, however essential, of a much more complex process of dealing with the past. If reparations occur without following these lessons learned, and without being complemented by other initiatives like truth commissions and large-scale institutional reform, they will fail to live up to the aspirations that many have for them.
That was Carrie Wiggum of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.